Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Quincy, this is Daniel from Robust Web Designs. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, Quincy, the purpose of this call is actually our developer was integrating the live chat on your website. So you might have received an email regarding talk to activate the chat. Can you please check your email?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm getting to the computer right now.
Yeah, sure.
To check my email, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For which email did you send it to?
Your business email, bizvizconsole@gmail.com.
Okay. Right, hold on.
Yeah, sure.
Is this pertaining to a talk.to account?
Yeah, right, correct. That is correct.
Okay.
You just have to open the link. Do you see a link?
Yeah, it's telling me to log into my account.
Yeah, I'm sending you the credentials. We have created the account for you. So I'm sending the credentials to your contact number through message, okay? Okay, just hold up for a minute.
So you want me to follow the instructions out here?
Yeah.
All right. So first, do I sign in to the first one, or do I just go back to the sheet that you gave me? Because it's sending me two. One's telling me to confirm my email address. So do I finish that part, or do I go back to the other one?
You just have to sign in. We have already created your account. I'm providing you the email and password we have set already, and I'm sending you the credentials over on your message. Okay.
Okay.
Just hold up for a minute. Bless you. Okay, Quincy, I just sent you the credentials through a text message on your contact number. Let me know when you receive it.
Okay, I see it. Let me get back onto it. My email address, my account. So. So let me see. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am on. I'm on there now.
Okay, so you're in.
I logged in.
Okay, just hold on for a minute. Let me check whether we got the access or not. Kindly stay on the line.
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Thank you. Okay, so Quincy, we're in. Thank you very much for your assistance. Also, I need to clear one point. You mentioned that include any industry language needed. So can you please go ahead and tell me a little more about it, just to clarify.
All right. So, let me take your speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I'm gonna go over and do some more research too. So first, I do want to add links, right? When it comes to like the types of services I provide, I want to have like a page for that or something like that where I can list the packages and to get a little bit more specific. So because I do understand that some of it for you guys to be able to do your job, I also need to get more specific about what it is that I do in terms of services. I've listed some of the generals, though, business planning, of course, grant proposals, business structure, some of that's on there. So the previous guy did put a template on there, so a lot of that stuff was generic. So I had to take out some of the stuff that he said that we offer, like as far as like some type of like investing in terms of like 401k advice and financial advice. That's not what we're – that's not our business. So I just wanted to more customize, to my niche. Another thing too is, so are you able to customize the website to make it a little bit more like original? Cause I know a template was used. So are we going to like, what do you propose to do in terms of how it's already built? Like, is there a way that you can kind of make it more customized and tailored, to, I guess.
Yeah.
More to my fit. For lack of a better term. Do you understand what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I do understand. We can customize the website, but I might need that you're talking about the specific services you're offering. So I would be needing that to put on the website. So it would be better
I listed some of it at the homepage. That's why I listed that. So I did when it came to the services provided on the homepage, I put that down. But I can get more specific if you want, and I'll also add in some industry language. And what I mean by that is, making it pretty uniform and consistent with other business consulting companies.
So some of the things I've done is I've also, you know, did research some of the competition and some other companies that also provide business consulting and, you know, making sure it's pretty uniform with their type of language. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I got you. I got you. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, and I'll let my developer know about this, but it would be better if you provide me the document prepared by you and list your specific, what kind.
Okay.
What,
I'll do that. I'll do that right now.
Okay.
I'll do that right now and send it over.
Thank you very much, Quincy. Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. See you.